What's up, everyone? Ashney here, the CEO and founder of Stream Coach. Super excited to have you all back here with me this week. And of course, welcome back to the Stream Coach podcast. Really pumped for today's conversation. We're going to be speaking to Sapphire, who is a brand new coach inside of Stream Coach Academy and is doing one-on-one coaching sessions publicly, which is great. So you don't have to be an actual student inside of Stream Coach Academy in order to work with Sapphire. So we're going to be speaking to her. She is a VTuber, also the creator of the VTuber Voices podcast, a really popular VTuber podcast that interviews VTubers of all sizes so that everyone can learn from each other. And she's just very passionate. This is actually a follow-up conversation almost, because we recently had Sapphire on as a graduate of SCA, and we have seen her grow so much and we see her potential. We decided, you know what, she can actually really support people that need help, smaller creators, especially if you're interested in being a VTuber or art, any of that stuff. So let's go ahead and hear from Sapphire. Of course, if you would like to apply for Stream Coach Academy, you can do that by going to streamcoachacademy.com. Or if you'd like to hire Sapphire, you can go to coachsapphire.com. Sapphire is spelled S-Y-A-F-I-R-E. I'll see y'all after the interview. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Stream Coach podcast. So excited to have you here with me today. We've also got our first VTuber interview today, Sapphire, who's coming back for actually a second conversation on the podcast. How's it going, Sapphire?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be back. Thanks for bringing me on, Ashni. Super appreciate it and very excited to share some of my experiences with you all.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. Our last conversation was so inspiring and so powerful. And I'm sure you're going to bring the heat again today for us.
Yo, don't put the expectations too high for me right now. I have a lot of criteria to meet.
Here we go. Don't fail, Sapphire. How dare.
Oh, no. No, you guys need to know kidding. It's okay to fail. Yeah. Take it as a nugget of wisdom.
Okay, so today we're actually going to be talking about you coming into Stream Coach as a coach. It's really exciting. We're working together, training you up right now for you to start working inside of SCA and also working with your own one-on-one students. How are you feeling about this process overall?
Yes, it's been super insightful getting to hear from every coach's point of view on how to help students. And again, it's just a huge level up for me because now that I'm surrounded by a ton of people who really value education and growing in the content creation industry, there's just so much value that we're able to offer in Stream Coach, and I'm incredibly excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you as part of it. You bring a lot to the team, especially in the VTuber space. But for people who don't know you, let's just do like a general introduction first. Who are you? What kind of content do you make? How many followers or subscribers do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So hello, everyone. My name is Sapphire. It's pronounced Sapphire like the gemstone, even though it's spelled, you know, fancy. I became a VTuber in 2020, and I grew from 0 to 10,000 subscribers in under 1 year on my YouTube channel, bringing in over 1 million views from artists, VTubers, animators, game developers, and content creators all around the world. My community and I really like to place an emphasis on building up an atmosphere that promotes creativity, positivity, and education. And the content that I like to focus on is, as Ashni said, VTuber programs and technology tutorials, art tutorials as well, and just overall how you can become a better content creator or business owner. I am the host for one of the most well-known VTuber podcasts that some of you may have heard of, called the VTuber Voices Podcast, where I interview other VTubers that are both well-known and small creators as well, so that we can learn about everybody's perspective and journey as a creator. Because no matter how big or how small you are, your value and your perspective you bring to the table is going to be amazing. And we go super in depth to try and learn more about the best tactics and strategies for growing as a VTuber or small business owner. Overall, my channel showcases the strength of learning and growing with each other so that everyone can best use their individual skill sets to find a place in this world as a creative or a content creator.
Yay! I love it so much. You're doing so much cool stuff. That VTuber Voices podcast is absolutely awesome. I've been keeping my eye on that a bit because it's so cool to learn about that side of the streaming and content creation world as it's evolving, because it's relatively new, at least in terms of it being in the limelight the way that it is right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm just, it's like, I kind of knew as soon as I heard about VTuber stuff that this was going to be crazy, because my first year in school, I majored in graphic design, and we just learned about how important brand identity is and having a logo or a mascot. And now becoming a VTuber or being able to physically be a character allows content creators and companies like Wendy's or Burger King, like, I truly believe that all these people are going to start bringing these mascots as VTubers to up their branding and marketing game.
Oh, that would be so cool. Yeah, we've talked about that before, and whenever you said that, it blew my mind. I was like, why is there not a VTuber Wendy that, like, advertises for? Even if Wendy set up, like, a stream and they had somebody that was, like, playing Wendy the character and they looked exactly like her, and they were just there to, like, meme around and be silly and, you know, create fun moments and build trust with the Wendy's brand. I think that's such a unique idea.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it's cool, too, because it'll create more jobs for creatives like actors, voice actors that want to play these characters in the industry.
Yeah, 100%. So, man, I could talk about, like, VTuber theory and stuff all day. I'm gonna try to rein myself in right now though.
Pulling the ropes,
right? Yeah. So you recently hit 11,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel by educating VTubers, artists, and other content creators, and just creating videos to help support them. I'm curious, what made you think that you can coach, and maybe what you feel like you bring to your coaching sessions that makes you a little different from the other coaches?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest green flags for me to understand my ability to become a leader and a coach is because of just the feedback that I've gotten from my own mentors throughout my time in art school, or really anything that I was a part of. I'd always try my best to present an alternative perspective and information to students. And I always made it a point to help people with their struggles and their problems that they want to solve. In fact, if everyone tried their best to help each other, I think that's how we grow, and that's how we'll achieve the best results. And I believe that this came from a place of empathy. I'm a very, very empathetic person, which has allowed me to remain in touch with my emotions and the frustrations that we all face in order to where we want to get in life. I want to alleviate that pain for people by helping present them information in an understandable way so that they know that they're not alone in their struggle to achieve their dream life, and that they can also have the resources to create the life that they want. I think there's a huge stigma that people can't actually do what they were meant to do. Like, I think that we've all lost touch with our purpose, whether that's to run a baking YouTube channel or to become a thriving game developer in the games industry or to even become a stream coach. And I'm on a mission to dispel this belief of impossibilities. I think there's a culture surrounding the fact that there's only one way to do things, and that's to go to college, to get a 9-to-5 job, and to work for the rest of your life. And I don't want people to work the rest of their life. I want their life to work for them. And I think that this is a mission that I've held on to dearly in my heart, and I want to change the world's mind. I want to help restructure this thought process of impossibility. I want to help them realize that it doesn't have to be sucky, that life can actually be pretty dang great if you work hard and fight for what you want. I also have a family that with a ton of teachers, so I know that teaching is kind of in my blood, so to speak. And as for what I can bring to my coaching sessions, I believe I can bring my empathy and understanding. I can bring my strategy. I feel like I'm this person who deeply understands emotion, the logical and the statistic side. So kind of like bringing those together. I know how to marry those ideas, which is great because we need strategy and we need to understand how we're feeling, so that we can move forward with a strong purpose and plan in mind. And I also have a ton of technical background and skill in the Adobe programs for editing, to thumbnails, to digital painting, motion graphics as well, and overall a really great understanding of branding because of my background in school. As I mentioned earlier, I took a year in graphic design at a really great school, and those skills have carried into my daily life as a content creator and an educator. And my biggest strength is my creativity and being able to explain that thought process to others. How can we be creative and, again, strategic? And now how do we bring these two ideas together to make the person that I'm teaching, to help them make their story unique and, most importantly, executable through strategy? I also love the YouTube algorithm. I'm always watching and attending talks about YouTube. I think YouTube is one of the most fascinating programs out there, and it's absolutely essential to long-term and sustainable life for a content creator. So I have tons of knowledge about YouTube as well that I'll be able to bring to our students.
Yay. So much of that, I'm like, preach. Preach. Yes. But like, let's not feel that we have to be inside of this like 9-to-5 mentality if we don't want it. There's nothing wrong with that being someone's lifestyle. But if it's not for you, then you don't have to have that as the way that you live. And also, I love the idea of like marrying emotion plus logic, because I'm sure you've heard that idea of like your emotional mind plus your logical mind equals your wise mind.
Yes, like, absolutely.
So many of us are so focused on like one or the other. We're either highly emotional, whether we're like emotionally very intelligent, or maybe like our emotions can kind of take control of us, or we're highly logical, in which case we can come across a little like cold and calculated versus having that like emotional component to us, which tends to be more not necessarily like, it's not cold and calculating, but it's just a different side of the mind, right? So learning how to kind of marry those two and get people to access both sides of them is so important, not just in our content creation careers, but in our like growth as people, because we can't, if we lean too much either direction, we can have our lives be controlled and become unable to access that wiseness that's inside of all of us. So absolutely love everything that you highlighted there. So in our previous conversation, we talked about you going through SCA yourself and, you know, how much you loved it and how life-changing it was for you. So I have a feeling maybe I know a little bit about how you're going to answer this question, but my next question for you is, what made you want to work with SCA, and what was it about what we do that brought you into wanting to like pursue being on our team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think SCA is a absolutely just life-changing program. I always enjoyed streaming, but it's not really until I found Ashni, your content, and then attended and it took the leap of faith to invest in Stream Coach. And now I understand that content creation is this legitimate job. In fact, I think it's the most legit thing that you could do with your life, because you can quite literally use these platforms like Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, and et cetera, to build exactly the kind of life you want to live. And it's the perfect place for someone who values creativity and freedom. And I don't know about you, but creativity and freedom are definitely at the top of my list for things that make me happy. And SCA has given me the tangible tools and the worksheets that I can use for a lifetime. In fact, myself and one of our other coaches named Sarah Jane are going back today together. Actually, we're starting to rework our content and take a look at these worksheets and revisit the important parts about our brand and just really reestablish who we want to be as creators. And SCA gives us access to these tools like SCA, the Big YouTube Breakdown, and the Twitter course. And we have access for a lifetime to professionals like yourself, me, Zini, Sarah, Coach Blue, Corky Pixel, to all become and be able to continue to have these conversations about how do we grow our business. And we also have students we can connect with and learn about their journey. Even if someone's not a coach, you can learn so much from them because their journey is so unique and has hidden lessons and nuggets of wisdom in them. And that's why I love being a coach, is we get to solve problems we didn't even know existed just by hearing other students' stories. And we get to collect all this information and pass it on to future generations of students. And next to all this, SEA is, it's just a place that just feels like family. It's the support circle. We all need to know that we can use this place to make it as content creators. And yeah, it might take way longer than we plan it to, but with the power of Ashni Christ, Zinigami, Coach Blue, Sarah Jane, and Corky Pixel, and myself, we got this. And we got our students back, and it's going to be a journey for all of us to pursue together.
Meanwhile, me over here just cutting onions. No big deal.
Cutting onion. Oh, man, I got to get an onion to spawn in here and just start cutting them when I start saying like really sad or like emotional stuff.
That would be awesome. You should definitely do that.
Yes, or like cooking with Sapphire.
Yes. Or like a salt shaker. So anytime someone gets mad, you just.
Your VTuber starts shaking salt.
Yeah.
Throw it at the screen.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be so great. That's beautiful. I'm loving that, like, you're getting the same stuff from SCA that I get, that feeling of like just family and seeing everyone support each other on their way to total, you know, world domination is absolutely, you know, like fulfilling for me, and I hope everyone else in the community as well. And thank you, by the way, for the really kind words about my content and me getting to be part of your journey. It's such an honor anytime that you say that. I'm like, oh yeah, I do have an impact. I do it. Yay.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. I literally remember, like, the first thing I ever found was like your very first episode of Anchor, like years ago, your podcast on Anchor. And I was like, whoa, this girl's talking about how to be a content creator. I didn't even know you can get better at making content. And that's how it all started.
Yes, that's how I felt about it too. I was like, Can you actually improve? Like, some people are just born with it, you know, and some people just aren't. But that's just not true. Okay, so you've been training a little bit inside of SCA. We are currently on, what is it? We're on week 5 or week 6 at this point, so this weekend we will do our week 6 presentation. That's going to be Blue presenting. So you have about 6 weeks of experience just training with us inside of SCA. I'm curious what you feel like you've learned so far in your one-on-one training, but also what you feel like you excel at, or what you want to learn more about.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I've learned is that, and Coach Blue kind of brought this up too, that it's very, very important to understand the types of questions to ask your students and to ask people. Because if you don't know the right questions to ask, then, you know, how are you really going to get far with helping those students realize their full potential? Because we could tell people what to do all day. Like, all of us as coaches, we have strategies, we have things in mind that can work. But something that I think has been like crazy for me to just come to terms with is that it's about coaches who can ask really, really great questions and make you think. How can we give you the tools to use for a lifetime to understand how to think? Because we can't tell you what to do. We don't want to hold your hand every step of the way. What we want to do is teach you how to think about these things so that once you go off and start working on more content, that you have the tools to be able to actually learn about these steps. And you don't have to ask a coach every time. Of course, we're still here to help you and to give you that one-on-one feedback, but we want to be able to pass down those powers to you. And I feel, for things that I feel like I excel at, I feel like I excel at understanding search engine optimization and YouTube, and of course, how to be a VTuber and build a beautiful character, both lore-wise and appearance-wise. And I think that I've gotten so much better at editing by doing it more, And I also excel at encouraging others for sure and motivating them to make them feel like we got this, we can achieve anything, nothing is impossible. And something that I would really like to learn more about to be able to bring to our students on a personal level, like things that I'm doing research on, is I want to learn more about scaling, because there is this really weird place that you get into as a creator where you're kind of unsure about where you should be spending your money and where you should put it. It's not like you're not really making enough to like make this go full time, but you're also not making so much that you can hire a whole team. I call it like this weird sort of in-between phase. And I want to figure out how to be able to help people more based on their journey. Like, should I hire an editor? Should I hire a personal assistant? Or maybe I should hire an accountant. So that's the next problem in personal mission that I'm on to solve, so I can pass that information down to others so that they don't have the same pain that I've been having now with understanding how to start actually making a profit and scaling your business through building a team, because you can only do so much by yourself. And time is the one asset we have, but the more we can optimize that time, the quicker we can build our business, gain a profit, make a bigger impact, whatever your mission may be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely love that. That's such a difficult part in anyone's career, I think, is figuring out like, okay, what's the first hire or the first teammate or the first like contract that I draft up? What does that look like? And boy, do I wish I could go back and fix a lot of the things that I first did during that time. Woo! My goodness.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're here for, is like we need to solve these problems so we can help people shortcut. Or I don't want to say shortcut, because that sounds kind of like, oh, you're just taking a shortcut. But maybe like it's just to give you those tools and all like the higher up vision after making the mistakes like that you may have made or somebody else may have made or I may have made.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. So kind of getting back to the coaching aspect of all of this, you've, you know, been training inside of SCA for a while, you know, realized a lot of awesome things about one-on-one coaching and kind of what this relationship can look like. Something that's really, really important is that you're not only students aren't only excited to work with you, but that you're working with students that you're excited about. The reason that this is so important for those who aren't aware is that one-on-one coaching takes a lot of energy. It is not something that like you just sit down and talk with people and it has zero impact on you, and that you only get good things from it. It definitely takes energy of empathy, energy of your attention, your focus, your time, and it can become very energy intensive if you're working with people that you don't feel excited about. And so we want to protect our coaches as much as possible by making sure that they're working with people who really are exciting to them. And that, of course, the same for the students. Like, we want y'all to feel excited about who you're working with too. And so we want that relationship to be productive and helpful for both groups of people. And we want to protect both of them during the like coaching experience. So I'm curious, Sapphire, just with all of that information and like, you know, knowing what you know about one-on-one coaching, what types of people do you look forward to working with, and who do you not want to work with? Because that's really important too.
Yeah, absolutely, Ashni. That's a really great question. And thank you for asking that, because I totally agree with you. To protect coaches and all of our energy level, not just us, but students as well, to save time, to save energy, all that stuff. So as far as people that I like working with, I really like working with people who are determined and people who know that there is something more for them here and that they have a purpose to fulfill. I can help people bring a full vision and color to their purpose. So the clear idea of a direction that they have, the more that I believe that I'll be able to help with them and work internally on what their next steps are as a content creator. And overall, I can help people who deeply understand just creativity in general and want to make a living or a profit off of their artwork, their stories, or their product. And anybody who's hungry and passionate are the people that I get along with well, because we can fully explore and ride that high energy wave together. And for people that I am not so keen to working with is probably people who are very unfocused or confused. I can definitely help those people. I enjoy helping in all capacities, of course. I just don't think that people will get their best value or time with me if that's their mindset, because I've never really been a person who doesn't have hobbies or passions, because I'm so passionate just about life in general. So people who have a lack of self-awareness might be a challenge for me. Again, I can help them, but I definitely understand now that I'll work best with people who are passionate, who has that go get them energy, let's do this.
Yes, I love that. That's definitely that's something that I, you know, am so inspired by with you, and something that I love so much about you is that clear like drive and passion. You can hear it just like dripping off of every word that you say. I swear, it's ridiculous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I love it. So thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me today, Sapphire.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it was a blast to be back on. I'm so happy I can share my experiences with you and everybody who's listening out there to the Stream Coach podcast. You guys are awesome. You got this.
Aw, I love it. Where can people find your content or hire you?
Absolutely. So right now, did I just freeze? Oh, okay, we're good. right now, you guys can find me on my YouTube channel. That's probably the best place. It's Sapphire, S-Y-A, and then F-I-R-E, as I mentioned, spelled a little weird earlier. So that's probably the best place to find my content and contact me off of there. And as far as hiring me for a coach, right now I have a video that I just put out explaining sort of my experience and some of my backstory. And there's an email list linked below there where you can sign up and get more information and an exclusive bonus as well if you sign up and then get to learn more on September 20th when I'm officially able to take you guys as one-on-ones.
Yay! So exciting. September 20th is the date. That's whenever you're going to launch one-on-one coaching. Quirky Pixels is going to launch one-on-one coaching. And until then, we're just letting people know that this exists, letting them know that they can hear more about it if they, you know, get on our email list. And I mean, that's it. Thank you for coming and hanging out with me. I appreciate you and your time.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. And I didn't like yeet into the atmosphere, but I'll do like a weird foot spin thing for people to see.
Hold on. Let's do it.
They have to embrace it. If you guys take anything away from this podcast today, this is what you need to take away, is watching my foot spin. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, I love it so much. It's so good.
So
for those of y'all,
fail,
go ahead.
Whenever you fail, just remember that it's okay if things go wrong. If your foot spins, it's going to be fine. We'll figure it out.
I love it. And you're like winking at them the entire time too.
Yeah, the broken doll look.
Love it. For those of y'all that are listening to this on the podcast, you'll also be able to see this if you want on any of the Stream Coach social medias. So links for that are in the show notes. And Sapphire, we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
Sapphire, thank you so much for that awesome conversation. Inspiring as always, like seriously. I'm so honored to have you as part of SCA and as a one-on-one coach with us. You seriously are, like, I see so much of myself in you, and it's great to have you not only on our team, but to, you know, be a part of your business journey and your coaching journey, and just seeing you develop over the years is going to be so awesome. So thank you so much for that. If y'all are interested in hiring Sapphire, you can go to coachsapphire.com. S-Y-A-F-I-R-E is how you spell Sapphire. And of course, if you'd like to apply for Stream Coach Academy and work with Sapphire as much as you want inside of our 6-week bootcamp, applications are open. You just go to streamcoachacademy.com. You'll get more information and you'll be able to apply. I love y'all so much. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I will see you next week. Bye.